This is Voice of Amnesia, we're the news. Here's the news, first, in the headlines. President Prabowo reaffirms strong commitment to strengthening Indonesia-Australia strategic partnership. I'm Yuniko Maria, now with the news in details. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto said his working visit to Brunei Darussalam this time is very important for both countries. The president stated this when giving a speech at a bilateral meeting between the two countries in Bandar Seri Begawan, Wednesday, 14th May. President Prabowo also emphasized his commitment to maintaining good relations with Brunei Darussalam. According to him, with cooperation, Indonesia and Brunei can face global uncertainty. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto said his working visit to Brunei Darussalam this time is very important for both countries. The president stated this when giving a speech at a bilateral meeting between the two countries in Bandar Seri Begawan, Wednesday. President Prabowo also emphasized his commitment to maintaining good relations with Brunei Darussalam. According to him, with cooperation, Indonesia and Brunei can face global uncertainty.
Only with cooperation they will ask us fellow Asian members. Can we together protect each other amidst global uncertainty and regional uncertainty?
During his visit to Brunei Darussalam, President Prabowo held a bilateral meeting with delegation from each country to discuss strengthening cooperation in various fields. He also received the Brunei Darussalam National Star of Greatness Award, Darjah Kerabat Laila Utama yang amat dihormati, which was awarded directly by Sultan Hassanal Bolkiah.
President Prabowo Subianto invited member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, to take concrete action in supporting Palestine. In his speech at the opening of the 19th Parliamentary Union of the OIC member states, PUIC, in Jakarta Wednesday, he stated that Palestine needs support and real action. A few days ago, I had the honor to speak before the Turkish Parliament in Ankara. In that forum, I reaffirmed the commitment of Indonesia, which will never stop to defend the rights of the Palestinian people to independence. I repeat it again in this forum. The time has come. Let us not just discuss. Let us not draft resolutions anymore. The Palestinian people have been victims for too long. The Palestinian people need a partiality, a real action. President Prabowo Subianto emphasized that Indonesia will continue to stand with Palestine. According to him, if the Islamic world that represents a quarter of the world's humanity can unite, the struggle for Palestinian independence will be stronger. He also invited OIC member countries to overcome differences, suspicions, and rivalries among member states. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Puan Maharani, invited all parties to reject the idea of relocating Palestinians from Gaza. She also invited the parliaments of OIC countries to mobilize more countries' recognition towards the state of Palestine and a peaceful settlement through the two-state solution.
We must reject the idea of relocating the Palestinian people from the Gaza Strip. Gaza belongs to the Palestinian people. Gaza must be rebuilt not only with buildings and walls, but also with dignity, justice, and hope.
The 19th Parliamentary Union of the OIC Member States, PUIC, was held in Jakarta from 12 to 15 May 2025. The conference, held to coincide with the 25th anniversary of PUIC, took in good governance and strong institutions as pillars of resilience. It was attended by 450 parliamentary delegates from the OIC Member States, including
the
Minister
of Foreign Affairs, and to like, strong again, because this is very important. We have discussing many problems, and all of them, I think, discussing the global change situation. From US, from Europe, in the world, and if the family has a strong foundation, a strong basic in the education, in the family of the moms, I think the family, they will assist in some whatever situation in the world. That's very important.
The International Day of Families 2025 is commemorated every May 15th. The theme of this year's commemoration is set towards the Second World Summit for Social Development next November in Qatar. It presents a crucial opportunity to strengthen commitments to poverty eradication, decent work, and social inclusion. The first summit produced the 1995 Copenhagen Declaration, which recognized families as the foundation of society and underscored the need for work-family balance and equal partnership within household. The International Day of Families 2025 participants emphasized the importance of integrating family-focused policies into national development agendas to address megatrends such as technological transformations, demographic shift, urbanization, migration, and climate change.
Deputy Speaker of the Federal Parliament of Somalia, Abdullah Omar Absir, delivered a deep reflection on 25 years of shared progress and interparliamentary solidarity among the member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, or OIC, at the 19th session of the Conference of the Parliamentary Union of the OIC Member States, or PUIC, in Jakarta on Tuesday, May 15, 2025. He emphasized that the PUIC has grown into a platform of unity and strength, representing the voices of Muslim countries from across the globe.
The theme of this year's conference, good governance and strong institutions as pillars of resilience, is both timely and deeply relevant. In a world confronting climate crisis, economic fragility, armed conflict, youth unemployment, and erosion of public trust, the strength of our nation lies not only in material wealth, but in the resilience of our governance systems and the legitimacy of our institutions.
Abdullah Omar Absir also encouraged stronger cooperation among PUIC members' countries to enhance legislative capacity, knowledge exchange, and innovative collaboration that involves youth and civil society in the democratic process. The 19th PUIC conference in Jakarta became a key moment to strengthen parliamentary cooperation among OIC countries and reaffirm their commitment to fair governance based on Islamic values.
Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid, stated that press freedom in Indonesia is facing new challenges in the digital media era. At the hand of a ceremony for the new press council members in Jakarta on Wednesday, she said the rapid and massive flow of information must be balanced with the accurate sorting and delivery of news in accordance with the Journalistic Code of Ethics. The challenges facing the press are evident, especially in the new media era. We are racing against an overwhelming amount of information in the public sphere. While we fully support freedom of expression, we must also be cautious to filter accurate information that aligns with journalistic ethics in order to provide the public with truthful news. Minister Mutia Hafid emphasized that maintaining a healthy journalistic environment is the responsibility of more than just the press council. She called for strong collaborations among the governments, civil society, academia, and the digital industry, and expressed hope that this cooperation would be key to addressing the increasingly complex challenges of the modern media landscape.
Can I unique to put one real? This is the real need of many Indonesian people today. The spirit is the state, the nation is trying to be present for them. But the hope is that the government is present to ensure that one is guaranteed to work, parents can work with clear hair, and children are cheerful with tamasha.
Minister Wihaji hopes that the tamasha program will not only be implemented in various ministries, but also in various offices, factories, markets, malls, and other public places. He also ensured that in tamasha, children are well cared for the satisfied caregivers. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto reaffirmed his strong commitment to strengthening the strategic partnership between Indonesia and Australia. He made a statement during the official visit of Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at the Mardika Palace, Jakarta, on Wednesday afternoon. President Prabowo emphasized that Australia is not only a close neighbor, but also an important strategy partner in the region. In the bilateral meeting, both leaders agreed to continue cooperation in key areas, including defense, economy, energy, and education.
Dalam pertemuan hari ini, saya dan Perdana Menteri Albanese. In today's meeting, Prime Minister Albanese and I discussed the progress of bilateral relations between our two countries. We agreed to continue the initiatives that have been jointly agreed upon across various sectors. Under the government I lead, we will pursue the implementation of the commitments that have been made, including the finalization of the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership Action Plan for the 2025-2029 period. Rencana Aksi Kemitraan Strategis Komprehensif, periode 2025-2029.
President Prabowo always expressed his appreciation for Australia's support of Indonesia's bid to join the CPTPP. And the OECD. He always welcomed Australia's policies on long-term visas, support for empowering farmers and SMEs, and the transition to green energy. The meeting marked a renewed effort to deepen bilateral ties amid global uncertainties. This is the last news. Indonesia promotes global collaboration for sustainable ocean conservation. Indonesian government has reaffirmed its commitment to protecting marine ecosystems and strengthening the governance of conservation areas through cross-sectoral collaboration. Koswara, Director General of Marine Management at the Indonesian Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries, conveyed this commitment during the opening of Indonesia 2025 Symposium on Marine Protected Areas and other affected area-based conservation measures on Thursday, May 14, 2025. During the event, the Director General emphasized the importance of national and global cooperation to achieve international marine conservation goals, including those outlined in the Global Biodiversity Framework. Through this symposium, I invite all stakeholders to create synergy, build cross-sector collaborations, and formulate concrete steps to truly realize the global and national targets we have set. Conservation must be joint effort in involving the government, community, and business sectors, both nationally and globally. Koswara stated that the symposium supports Indonesia Marine Conservation Area Vision 2045. The government plans to increase the size of marine protected areas to over 32.5 million hectares by 2030 while ensuring tangible benefits for ecosystem sustainability, coastal community welfare, and food security. The concept of marine protected areas and other affected area-based conservation are also part of Indonesia's Blue Economy Strategy, which integrates environmental protection with inclusive marine economy growth. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Commentary today with the title Family-Oriented Policy for Sustainable Development, presented by Anna Pijayakasi.
This commentary is on Family-Oriented Policies for Sustainable Development. May 15, 2025 is celebrated as International Day of Families. Taken from the UN website, during the 1980s, the UN began to focus on issues related to families. In 1983, based on the recommendation of the Economic and Social Council, the Commission on Social Development in its resolution on the role of the family in the development process requested the then UN Secretary General to raise awareness among decision makers and the public about family problems and needs and effective ways to meet all those needs. Furthermore, in 1993, the UN General Assembly decided through a resolution that May the 15th of each year be celebrated as International Day of Families. This year, the theme is Family-Oriented Policies for Sustainable Development, a reminder that families are not only the foundation of society, but also an important pillar in realizing a more just, healthy, and sustainable future. The family is the first space where a person's value, behavior, and character are formed. According to a sociologist from the University of Jakarta, in an interview with Voice of Indonesia last Wednesday, the development of a child's character must start from the family environment. When families receive support from the right environment and policies, whether in the form of access to health, education, or childcare facilities, they can provide optimal parenting.
Yeah.
the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. Saya.
which means a lot of time. Tidak apa-apa, which means it's okay. Kalau begitu, which means it's so. Mari, which means come on. In a conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. In this sentence, there is an expression, selalu, which means always. The word selalu describes the activities that becomes a habit. In this statement, Chris' habitual activity is bangun pagi, which means waking up early. Now, let's listen to an example introducing the adverbial word, selalu, which means always, to describe an activity that has become a habit. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8, which means I always have breakfast before 8 a.m. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun, which means Chris always rides his motorbike everywhere. To give information regarding time, there are several expressions commonly used by Indonesians, such as dini hari, which means at dawn time, pagi, which means early in the morning, siang bolong, which means midday or noonday, and larut malam, which means late at night. Such expressions give a nuance of meaning sangat, which means very. Before closing, let's speak bahasa Indonesia today for more clarity. Let's listen to the example of the conversation one more time. Maaf, Chris, kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang hutan.
Tidak apa-apa, saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat. Well, listen, that was the definition of what speak bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you wanting to know more about the Indonesian language. We're going to get more lessons. I'm Rebecca Somawati. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.